This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that I am greatly outraged by two developments that I need to talk to you about. One of those developments has to do with the University of California system making a decision to get rid of the only objective, really objective basis they have for evaluating candidates for admission. It's outrageous. It's done in the name of racial justice, but it amounts to a grave injustice for people who work hard and can actually benefit from college education. We will get to that. We'll also get to another outrage, which is the Supreme Court of the United States, including Justice Gorsuch, including Justice Kavanaugh, including Justice, all of the justices except for Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, have let stand the most idiotic decision I've heard about this year. It's a decision that guarantees taxpayer funding for the taxpayers of Idaho, not one of the most liberal states. In fact, it's probably the most conservative state. Taxpayers in Idaho are going to be compelled to pay for a, quote, gender reassignment surgery for a convicted child molester. This is insane. It is obscene. It is a revolting miscarriage of justice. We will get to that as well. We'll also be talking about another day, another gaffe for Joe Biden. This one, a potentially very serious gaffe, because the whole source of his campaign strategy is to get an even better performance in the black community than Hillary Clinton had. Hillary Clinton won 90% of the black vote. Joe Biden depends on doing better than that and having a better turnout. He took a giant step backward in that regard. We'll talk to Mark Leibovich of the New York Times about the vice presidential race. Yeah, that's right. It's on with Joe Biden. Now it seems as if he will be compelled to select a woman of color. And then we'll also be speaking a little bit later, actually this hour, to Dr. Tom Price. He's a physician, of course, distinguished physician, and he was a longtime member of Congress, and he was Secretary of Health and Human Services. What does the COVID pandemic show about the vulnerability and weakness in our healthcare system? And you know how so many of our leaders, from President Trump on down, are saying that this pandemic is the equivalent of World War II, and like World War II, will emerge from the pandemic stronger than ever and leading the world? I certainly hope so. But Jeff Greenfield, a historian and a longtime Emmy Award-winning media commentator, Jeff Greenfield says, forget about it. This isn't World War II. It's worse. And will have a worse impact on the country. We will get to that as well with Jeff Greenfield. And on top of that, there are three new movies that are just released today for video on demand streaming. And one of them's really great, particularly for Memorial Day weekend. Really, really great. We will get to those three movies. The one that's terrific is it's called Military Wives, and that's what it's about. And they're releasing it deliberately on Memorial Day. We will get to that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first, because I can't imagine that anyone would disagree with me about this, but you may. This U.S. Supreme Court forces surgery for transgender inmate is the headline. They actually say in the headline from the New York Times, allows surgery. Well, and nobody's preventing the surgery from him. It's a question is who's going to pay for the surgery? Okay, here is the story as it's reported by the Times. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday turned down a request from the state of Idaho to block court ordered by a lower court a sex reassignment surgery for a transgender prisoner. Now, he wasn't transgendered when he went to prison. He went to prison as Adam Edmo. He was convicted of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy when that boy was asleep. So Edmo, who is no longer Adam, he is now calling himself Audrey Edmo. He's 32. The court's brief order, which was delivered without reasons, let stand a ruling from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. That, of course, the worst court in America, the most left-wing, the most ridiculous. That court in San Francisco had ruled in favor of the prisoner getting taxpayer-funded castration and removal of his sexual equipment. Justices Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, to their infinite credit, said, no, don't do this. They would have granted the prison officials their request to stop this. So everybody else declined to overrule the Ninth Circuit? Okay, Edmo, it says he was imprisoned as Adam Edmo in 2012, and he has been treated in prison for his gender dysphoria, which is defined by the New York Times as the psychological distress caused by incongruence between experienced gender and that assigned at birth.
Hey, girls, a real woman is here.
Okay, with hormone therapy and counseling. A prison psychiatrist, Dr. Scott Eliason, denied the request for surgery, notwithstanding two attempts by Edmo at self-castration. Edmo sued, saying the failure to provide the surgery that he wants, the failure to provide that surgery amounts to cruel and unusual punishment, and it's prohibited by the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Okay, it's cruel and unusual punishment to refuse to perform this surgery, which typically costs more than $500,000? Okay, Edmo won in the trial court before a unanimous 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit. And the trial court said it is no leap to conclude that Edmo's severe ongoing psychological distress and the high risk of self-castration and suicide she faces absent surgery constitute irreparable harm. After the full Ninth Circuit's refusal to rehear the case, Judge Diarmid O'Scanlan, joined by 8 other judges, wrote that the panel had made a mistake. They put too much weight on standards published by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, which the judge cited correctly is a controversial self-described advocacy group that dresses up ideological commitments as evidence-based conclusions. I do not know whether sex, this is the judge's writings, I do not know whether sex reassignment surgery will ameliorate or exacerbate Adri Edmo's suffering, O'Scanlan wrote. Fortunately, the Constitution does not ask federal judges to put on white coats and decide vexed questions of psychiatric medicine. In urging the Supreme Court to intercede, prison officials wrote that under the Ninth Circuit's interpretation, medical decision-making that conflicts with the views of advocacy organizations is enough to establish an Eighth Amendment violation. Okay, the problem with this is now that you're told that it's cruel and unusual punishment under the Constitution if you were denied gender reassignment surgery, then all you need to do, if you want the government to pay for that surgery for you, is get yourself thrown into jail. The thing is an outrage. It's a total outrage. Then there's another outrage concerning the university.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, we're going to get to this issue of basically abolishing the Scholastic Assessment Test, the SAT test, and the ACT test. It's really outrageous. And it appears that they are on the way out because of a decision by the University of California in the name of fairness. It is a profoundly unfair decision. We will get to that. The President of the United States just spoke on a very controversial subject. It shouldn't be controversial, but about an hour ago, the President stepped up to the podium and made an announcement that he considers churches and other houses of worship essential. And he called on governors across the country to allow them to reopen this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, despite the threat that many governors are still restricting those institutions, the threat of spreading the coronavirus. Here's the President of the United States.
I want to get our country back to normal. I want to normalize. One of the other things I want to do is get the churches open. The churches are not being treated with respect by a lot of the Democrat governors. I want to get our churches open, and we're going to take a very strong position on that very soon.
Okay, and then he made another statement that, well, if the governors don't allow it, listen.
If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much.
I think he's right about us needing more prayer. And this is all provoked, it seems to me, by something we talked about yesterday, which was the stupid, brain-dead, moronic policy by the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who basically said, okay, you can have gatherings of up to 50 people at restaurants, but you can only have 10 people at gatherings for prayer, inside or outside. The 50 people at restaurants were for outdoor restaurants, outdoor dining. They would allow 50 people with social distancing. They weren't going to allow the same for places of worship. Now, it's ridiculous to treat places of worship differently in a negative sense. But in most places that aren't called Minnesota, if there are restrictions on gathering for worship, then that's the same kind of restriction as you have for gathering for anything else, for gathering for a service club or gathering for a lecture or gathering at a restaurant. In other words, it seems to me that I don't know what the president is talking about when he says he's going to override the governors. And there's no question the president is going to have, I think, overwhelming public opinion on his side. But this is not a good moment for the country to get into a constitutional confrontation, and that's what this involves. Because when it comes to making basic decisions on public health and safety in an individual state, there is no basis, legal or political, for the president to, quote, overrule the governors. And again, there's great public approval for the fact that President Trump works with these governors. Virtually all of the governors, including the Democratic governors, have higher approval ratings than the President of the United States. And it's because of this kind of thing. I cannot imagine that the people in the White House are going to allow this threat to go forward or what it means. I mean, what the Associated Press is saying, he said if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them, though it's unclear what authority he has to do so. I think it's very clear there is no authority to do so. And this, though the sentiment is terrific, it's great, and we all want to come back. I would, particularly, we have a major Jewish holiday coming up a week from today. The holiday of Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, it's referred to in the Bible. And it's Pentecost to Christians. And, yes, that's coming up a week from today. And would I like to return to synagogue? Yes, absolutely. Do I think we could do so safely with social distancing? I'm sure that we could. But I don't agree with the idea of defying legal authorities or undermining an attempt to maintain an orderly rolling back of the lockdown, which it seems to me is enormously important. Look, we have lost close to 100,000 Americans. And there's evidence we talked about yesterday that we didn't have to lose that many people. If we had moved more quickly and more decisively in crucial hotspots like New York and across the country. So what do we learn about the strengths and weaknesses of our whole healthcare system? I'm honored to talk to Dr. Tom Price, who was for many, many years a distinguished physician in Georgia and then a congressman from Georgia and a leader on healthcare issues. He had the best alternative to Obamacare, which he drafted and introduced, a free market conservative alternative. He also served as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, first one in the Trump administration. We'll be speaking with Dr. Tom Price moments from now. A little bit later, we'll be talking about the latest Joe Biden gaffe and how that impacts his vice presidential selection. What it does is it means he truly now he must select a woman of color, black woman. We will be right back with Dr. Tom Price coming up on the MedVet Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. SunnyBay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is ordering all flags be flown at half staff for the next 3 days to honor the more than 95,000 Americans who have died during the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump is allowing places of worship to open back up.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services.
President Trump also has a message for those governors not willing to comply with the orders.
Governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About efforts to stop the slaughter. That was the record of Woodrow Wilson during the Spanish flu outbreak that claimed at least 50 million lives around the world. The pandemic began in 1918. While Wilson was singularly focused on World War I, American soldiers sailing to European battlefields nonetheless helped spread the virus. President Wilson let mayors handle isolation and mitigation efforts in this country, and no federal strategy ever emerged. Whatever one thinks of President Trump's response in confronting coronavirus, he unequivocally affirms the need for an activist federal role. Compared to his predecessor's monumental failure 102 years ago, Trump deserves credit for his fierce focus on the challenge to health and prosperity. Michael Medved Show. It's an honor to welcome Dr. Tom Price back to the show. I've known Dr. Price for many years, and he's, of course, was an outstanding member of the United States House of Representatives, representing Georgia's 6th Congressional District. I mentioned before you came on, Dr. Price, that I think that your alternative to Obamacare, your free market-oriented solutions to our medical system, it's only a shame that they were never enacted, because it would have improved our medical care system enormously. He also served as the first Secretary of Health and Human Services for President Trump. Dr. Price, I know you have strong opinions on the health care system and what this pandemic has revealed about it. Yesterday, we covered on the air this Columbia University report that suggests that 54,000 Americans who are now dead would still be alive if we had just responded 2 weeks earlier with some of the measures that have now been used. What do you think is the most revealing weakness in our healthcare system that's been exposed by the pandemic?
Well, thanks, Michael, and it is wonderful to be back with you, and I appreciate the opportunity. I think the most fascinating thing to me about all of this is that what this is revealing to the country is, for the first time, an opportunity to see in real time how science and medicine respond to a new disease, a new infectious disease. And in spite of the fact that the vast majority of folks would want it to be step one, two, three, four, five in a very logical and methodical way, and to define the solution rapidly and to come forward with that solution, the fact of the matter is that's not how science or medicine works. And so what we've seen is these fits and starts, these successes and failures that are part and parcel of every single scientific endeavor, healthcare medical endeavor, but we're seeing it in real time because of the 24-hour news cycle and social media. And so I think the frustration and that all of us sense is the uncertainty that we're all dealing with, but that's part of the challenge of dealing with a new disease. Now, if the health system itself had a failing, it was that we responded in a less than rapid fashion to what were clearly indications coming from elsewhere that this was going to be a real challenge. Part of that was because of the lack of information and the lies that were coming out of China or not coming out of China. But part of it was the fact that we did not institute the plans that every single administration has had, including this one, as we move forward with a potential pandemic.
You're not of the school that this entire lockdown was unnecessary and things would have been better without the lockdown. You believe, don't you, Dr. Price, that some of the social distancing, some of the restrictions that have been imposed for the last 8 weeks were absolutely necessary?
Yes. What we're doing is the first step in a treatment of a new infectious disease, and it's a graduated response depending on the severity of the illness and the consequences of the illness. Now, when you start all of this, you don't know so either of those things. So when you see individuals contracting the disease and dying and not being able to define who's going to get it, how transmissible it is, how rapid it spreads, you'll recall early on we discovered that this could be transmitted by individuals who are asymptomatic. So people could be carriers of the live virus and transmit it to somebody else, which is not normally the case. Normally you feel sick and so you stay at home or you don't hug people or whatever. That then dictated that greater physical distancing and sheltering in place and isolation was necessary until we were certain that we weren't going to overwhelm the healthcare system, and until we were more clear about what the disease held for people, not just across America, but across the country. And I think we responded in an appropriate way. Now, there are different communities have a different level of incidence of the disease, and so we saw incredible outbreaks, remarkable outbreaks in New York and elsewhere in this country and other nations. And then some areas had little to no transmission. And so you have to allow the federalism to take place. And it's not a one size fits all thing. And you've got to have flexibility and concentrate on the medicine and the science. And that'll dictate where you need to go.
Amen to that. I'm speaking with Dr. Tom Price, who is former Secretary of Health and Human Services. What do we need to do, Dr. Price, looking forward, to make sure that we don't suffer more public health and economic damage from a second wave of this pandemic, and that we are better situated to respond promptly and decisively to future pandemics?
Well, you've got to be able to know who has the disease and who is capable of transmitting it, and that's where the second step. One, the first step is isolation or sheltering in place or physical distancing. The second step is being able to test for it. You've got to be able to track, the term is track and trace, identify who has it and then identify where they've been and then make certain that those individuals aren't infecting others. That then leads to the opportunity to have time to formulate a treatment. But there's all sorts of work that's being done as you and your listeners will know about treatment. And then ultimately a vaccine or a vaccine like treatment that allows us then to have the body formulate its own defense mechanisms to this virus. There will be, I don't know whether it'll be a second wave, but there will be continue to be coronavirus diseases transmitted and people will continue to get ill. We're doing a better job in treating those folks. We're doing a better job in most places in having greater survival, and that will continue as we learn more about it. But we ought not fool ourselves to think that we're going to wake up one morning and be able to read in the headline that coronavirus disease is gone, because it's not going to be. In fact, my suspicion is that this will become either, if not an annual disease, then a disease that we're going to have around for a number of years. It just acts like that.
I know that there are folks on the left who are pushing continually for Medicare for all, or at least for some kind of public option, and are trying to use the virus as a justification for that. Why are they wrong?
Well, this is of great concern, because you've got, as you know, and we've talked about before, having the government in charge of our healthcare means that it becomes government-centric or central-centric and not patient-centric. And that I don't believe is what the American people desire, and it certainly doesn't allow for the most responsive and highest quality care being delivered. There are real challenges in our healthcare system, and this crisis has demonstrated some of those. But the response to where we find ourselves right now should not be that government ought to be running the show. I would suggest that government would be less transparent than we've seen in the current instance. And I would suggest that the private sector has done yeoman's work in responding to this crisis that we've had, and will continue to do so, and that it will be the private sector in many ways that will show us the path out of these challenges that we have by way of treatment and vaccine and greater technological use to be able to respond in a way that is much more helpful to patients all around the country.
Well, let us hope that continues. Dr. Price, have a good Memorial Day weekend. You and your family stay safe. That's Dr. Tom Price, former Secretary of Health and Human Services. When we come back, there's a former vice president out there, his name is Biden, who is in a heap of trouble. We'll tell you why, coming right up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it, I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Michael Medved Show, I have a note from Bill in Maple Valley who says, it's former Vice President Biden, not Vice President Biden. We have a current Vice President, and a very good one, I might add. He says, and since Biden was a senator and a Vice President, you should just call him Joe Biden or Biden. Okay, I think it is a matter of an honorific. Usually I do say former Vice President Biden, but that's a lot of words. And generally when somebody has held high office, you continue to be referred to that way. If somebody was an ambassador, for instance, he's called ambassador forever. Or if someone was a senator, I still refer to Senator Slade Gorton, who was the last outstanding senator we had in the state of Washington. I refer to Senator Gorton as Senator Gorton. So I wouldn't get too hung up on that, especially when former Vice President Biden is in the very midst of wrecking his campaign. I mean, he really is. This is not your garden variety gaffe. He was on a show virtually, which is a very influential show in the African-American community. It's called Charlemagne the God, and it's the T-H-A God. So the actual name of the host is Leonard Larry McKelvey, but he's known as Charlemagne the God. And the context is very important here, because what was happening was the interviewer was pushing Vice President Biden on aspects of his record that are controversial, particularly in the black community, about his role in the crime bill and longer sentences for black people. And basically, Biden seemed to respond to say, in effect, that I'm entitled to black votes. And their exchange sounded a little bit like this. Listen.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black,
it don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see.
Take a look at my record, man.
Okay. What happened here, and the context is very important. You can hear Biden losing his temper. what had happened is they had set it up in such a way, the schedule, that his wife was due to come on and to do her own interview. And Jill Biden is a much better spokesman for the Biden campaign than Joe is. I'm sorry, she is. And he was talking about black VPs, and at one point you can hear in the audio an aide to the Biden campaign who says, thank you very much. That's really our time. I apologize, the aide said. And then Charlemagne the God said, you can't do that to black media. And then Biden said, I do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock. He said, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. He glanced at his watch. And then Charlemagne said, listen, you've got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden. We've got more questions. And Biden didn't like that idea. And he said, well, I tell you what, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. First of all, it's profoundly offensive. Just think about it. To use the you ain't black? To use the ain't there? Tim Scott, the senator, Republican senator from South Carolina, African-American, proudly responded to Biden's comments on Fox. Listen.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. The man who sponsored and led the charge on the 1990s crime bill that locked up more African-American males than any other piece of legislation, and President Trump comes along and through his criminal justice reform corrects the absolute mistakes made by Joe Biden, for him to make such an arrogant, ridiculous comment to, if you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is? That is the most arrogant, outrageous comment I've heard in a very long time. And I take offense to that.
All right. It's of course, I think anybody listening to that has to be appalled. And this is the kind of thing that isn't going to go away. Biden is going to have to apologize and probably meet with Charlemagne the God. I don't know. Is he allowed to meet with him now with the coronavirus restrictions? This is a campaign in trouble. John James, who is a retired Army officer, he is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Michigan. Crucial swing state. He just ripped into Biden for his comments. Listen.
Vice President Biden, with all due respect, your latest comments are both pathetic and hurtful. Your quote, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, you ain't black. Well, I think that in civil discourse, we can have our disagreements on politics. But you challenging me and millions of other people out there on their blackness, descendants of slaves, from you, is some seriously condescending, out of touch bullcrap. You're embarrassing yourself, Mr. Vice President. Should you even be running for president in the Democratic Party that says they're for black people? Do you really believe that black people are owned by the Democratic Party? Do you really believe that a black person who doesn't vote for you is therefore not legitimately black? Have you forgotten the Republican Party was started in opposition for a Democratic Party that thought it was okay to own people? I am a man, Mr. Vice President. Too many people have died for me to have the right to think and vote for myself. But I wonder if Senator Peters agrees with you. I bet he does. When I get the chance to debate him, I think I'll ask.
Okay, this is why, why Biden has to do something about this, because this will be an issue. It could be the kind of issue that helps John James in his race, where, by the way, I'd like to help him any way I could. I think he'd make a terrific U.S. senator, and he certainly deserves to beat Senator Gary Peters, the liberal Democrat he's running against. We got an email message just came in from Richard it says in Corvallis, Oregon. And Richard says, great moments in old white guys pandering to black people. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. Ahmaud Arbery was assassinated, Joe Biden. And then he just lists Donald Trump. I don't know. And then he says, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Mikey Medved, all old bigots with different ideology, but all in agreement that black folks are too stupid to understand when they are being suckered. Where did I imply that or say it? Not for a moment. I think this is an indication that Democrats, as they have been, what's so terrible about this is it's a sense of entitlement. Entitlement to me is a dirty word because you earn support. You earn certain goods in this world. You're not entitled to them. And the idea that just because you have a D after your name, you're entitled to overwhelming black support is outrageous. And it's wrong. And what this means, of course, is that you are going to see that the running mate for Vice President Biden, if his campaign continues to stumble forward, is going to be either Val Demings of Florida, who I think would be the most intelligent choice, or Susan Rice, the former national security advisor, or Senator Kamala Harris, or heaven forbid, Stacey Abrams. I don't really think it's a much longer list than that. But at this point, to preserve his overwhelming black support that got him through the primaries, he's going to need to pick a black woman as his running mate. We will be talking about that with Mark Leibovich of the New York Times and much more, including three interesting, one great movie for Memorial Day in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.